Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello. Welcome, every single one of you. Welcome to UK Health Radio, this amazing platform. This is From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I'm absolutely glad you are here with me today, because the conversation we're going to have is something that I care about deeply. It's all about speaking, finding your voice, and daring to share whatever is within you, the message that life itself has carved in you. Now, because I have come to believe that after nearly 5 years of sitting across some incredible people on this show, and after a lifetime of my own journey, it is so essential that your message, the one you are truly meant to speak, almost never comes from the parts of your life that were easy. Isn't that amazing? It comes from the parts from you that broke you open, the challenges, the seasons that you did not choose, the moments that you thought you would not even survive. That's how it has been for me. Most people spend their whole life trying to hide all those little chapters or big chapters. They minimize them. They pretend they were not there. They pretend they were not that challenging. And yet, it's exact those crises, those challenges, those chapters, once you have walked through them and made peace with them, they become the very thing that gives you your voice the power that it can have. Because people do not connect with you and your perfection. They connect with you and your truth, your vulnerability, your authenticity, your weak spots, because then they can recognize their own. So when I look at my journey finding my voice, it has evolved over the years through every single challenge again and again. So I'm writing my second book, and I can tell you there's so many stories in there, and that's what is making my journey worthwhile, and how I can speak to you and you can maybe recognize yourself in them. Now, today's guest is, to me, living proof of exactly that, because she is in the very beginning of her international speaking career, and she recently won a prize in a speaker competition with a topic that came straight from her own life: carrying a heavy backpack, the weight we all carry sometimes without even realizing it, from our own story and from the generations before us. And that is actually how she ended up here with me today, because the prize for winning, a prize in that competition, I think she was third or fourth, I can't remember, was an interview on this very show. Isn't that an amazing prize to win? And I could not be more excited, because when I read her story, I felt instantly that this was a conversation that needed to happen. I'm talking about Johanna Alden. She's a transformational coach, speaker, therapist from Sweden, who is passionate about helping people reconnect with their authentic selves and unlock, of course, their full potential. She combines the neurolinguistic programming, hypnosis, timeline therapy, breathwork, meditation, coaching, etc. All these tools in a toolbox to support leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals. Now, before all of that, Johanna spent years in management consultancy, coaching leaders and groups. And she will tell you herself today what, for her, was the message that she wanted to bring. She was coaching others on presence and authenticity long before that message came through, long before she had truly done the work within herself. Now, her own turning point, you know, as a young mother, completely overwhelmed, not recognizing the person she had become. Well, from that breaking point, we all know that an entire body of work, an amazing voice, an authentic message for the world is born. And we all know that there are two important days in your life, the one you are born and the one that you know why. And that is exactly what today is about, because Joanna and I are going to have a beautiful little authentic conversation because she found her why. And she is here today together with me in our conversation to help maybe find yours, your why. So I am so happy to have Joanna Helden talking to me just now after this little break.
That makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. And I am actually, as I said in the intro, really not just excited, but I'm actually looking forward to a conversation that I don't know where it's going to go. So welcome, Joanna Halden.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's such an honor to be here.
Straight from Sweden. I don't have often Swedish guests in those 5 years that I've been doing this. I have to think about it, but I don't think I had one before. So welcome to you. And I am excited because this is for you a prize that you have won because you are such an inspiring international speaker, aren't you?
Thank you, Danielle. I'm actually in the start of my international career, and I joined this international speaker competition. And yes, I won this. I'm so grateful, really.
But let's just go back to who Joanna is in the way that I'm going to ask that personal question like I do with many of my guests. What has been a stress in your life that has given you the shift to become the woman that you are today? Is there a special period in your life, event, trauma, something happened that you are that Joanna here sitting with me today?
Yeah, my big shift came. There is a lot of things going on in life, but my big turning point was when I became a mom. I have a 11-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter. So this is about 11 years ago. And the kids were young and I was so stressed. Mm-hmm. I was crying. I was screaming. I was screaming at my little kids. I didn't enjoy life as a mom when they were young.
Did it have to do with the second birth, the postnatal phase, or what do you think was going on?
I've always been a person working a lot. And for me, that has been the way where I got attention from my mom and dad. I have three siblings, so one bigger sister and two young brothers. And my dad has always been working a lot. And there has been things in the family which my grandma had cancer in early years, so she died really young, which of course affected mom. And one of my siblings got the diabetes, and yeah, there was a lot of things happening in the family. And I've always been the strong person.
Good girl, the performer.
Yes, a performer. I'm a good performer. That's has taken me where I am today,
yes.
But also of course affected my life a lot.
Yes, I can imagine. And so when did the shift come? How long did this whole period went on that you were screaming and a feeling that you weren't the mom that you wanted to be?
The process has been for many years. So this is 11 years ago, and that's when it started. It was my husband telling me, hey, Johanna, maybe you can do a yoga course or start doing yoga. And it was so funny because he came with a video online. I don't know if I should say the brand, but where you can find the videos doing yoga. And he showed me this video. And on this video, it was this beautiful woman. The intro was her in a bikini walking down in the bubble pool. And she looked so sexy. And I was like, I know why you started doing yoga. Because he had already started with this woman. And I was like, just being annoyed. I didn't feel beautiful because I didn't take care of myself and was just stressed and didn't sleep. But I started yoga, and as the good girl, I go all into it. So I became a yoga teacher. I don't do just yoga.
When you do something, you do it 100%.
Yes,
that's
for
a
sure.
Little bit the kind yes. of conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So that's my programming. So then I became the yoga teacher. Then I became the Reiki master. Then I became the meditation teacher. And that's just how it kept on going. But I really remember one evening when I was like alone with the kids. My husband has been working. He runs restaurants. And back then he was a restaurant manager on a Michelin star restaurant in Gothenburg. That is a bit bigger city, a bit north of where I live. And I was alone with the kids, and my daughter was like screaming. And I just said, shut up! And it was just too much for me. But, and realizing that I really want to be, of course, even now today, I sometimes feel like, talking about stress, I sometimes feel, I've never been a mom before. As everyone, being a mom is for the first time when you get your kids.
Yeah.
So I used to ask my 14-year-old daughter, I don't know how to put the boundaries, how long can you be away for? But what I realized back then was I don't want to be the mom screaming at my kids because there is no reason. That's just me not being stable in my system. I didn't know what was like, I didn't see the deeper reasons why I reacted like I was doing. But during me doing the inner work, I realized, hey, this is just patterns from the past.
I agree. And I want to say thank you for sharing that vulnerable story, because I know that there's a lot of women out there who are going to recognize themselves now, and even a lot of men, because we think it only happens to women, the moms, but even the men, they have to keep up with the pressure at work, and they come home and they see their wife that's struggling and the kids. And so there's a lot of that going on. And I so appreciate you share that. But what I feel is that is that what brought you to work with the nervous system? Because I think you're quite an expert to do the deeper level. So explain a little bit how you became that, instead of just working talk therapy, and you are a specialist in the embodiment, in the deeper level. So explain a little bit what you do.
That comes with me being the good girl, as we said, and putting layers and layers of on top of my heart. And I was away when the kids were a bit younger. This must be like 6 years ago. I was away from my kids for 3 weeks because I run retreats on Mallorca, and I didn't miss the kids.
Wow.
And that's when I realized how many layers there was on top of my heart. And I realized I can't get any deeper with doing the yoga, with doing the manifestations, or they're just working with the mental part. I'm also a breathwork facilitator, and the breathwork, and also a bit of doing the psychedelic, and not here in Sweden because it's not legal, so I've done it where it's legal. And those things made my heart come open.
Wow.
And I got to see that there is something much bigger than just the human body.
Wow. And so today, do you feel that this whole journey has brought you here? Is there still a lot for you to, because when you do deeper work with the breath, all combined, I'm a physiotherapist in my first life, so I know the body, there's a lot going on there. So what is your expertise today then? I just want to understand. I feel totally, let's say, overwhelmed and stressed, what is the field that you work on?
I work with really deep programming. So I use both the hypnosis, the NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, where we go deep with, how do you say that, special techniques that makes people come into their unconscious mind.
Yes.
And also something called timeline therapy. Mm-hmm. And in timeline therapy, we actually travel we can travel as far back as past life or earlier generations to see where does the problem come from. Because I realize what I'm, and that's like what we said, because you asked me what was my topic in the competition that actually made me come here.
Yes.
And I said it was a bit about carrying the heavy backpack, because there is so many things we put in the backpack, both in this lifetime, but also that we carry for our mom, our dad, our grandma.
Generational
traumas.
Yes.
So I go deep into generational traumas.
Okay.
And the difference between me and a psychologist, it's I don't go in and dig. I go over it and see what there is to learn. Then we release it.
Okay.
And then I use both the timeline therapy, but I also go in with the hypnosis and do guided deep meditation hypnosis to release whatever is stored in body.
Well done. So I just want to know your children today, because you're talking about 6 years ago, you had that feeling of I'm not missing my kids. What is the follow-up of the story there? Because I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah. Today, I really... Like, I love, of course, I always loved them, but you know, there is a shift when you really feel it in your whole body, in your whole system. And that's also something along the journey that I experienced, the feeling of, so I not only just love my kids, I actually love like all the people around, of course, in different ways, but I love the nature. I can cry to a sunrise or a sunset, and my heart, and I get goosebumps talking about this, my heart and my body is so open compared to those years when it was so closed.
Nice.
And this morning, I actually got a voice message from a client of mine that I've been working with for a couple of months. And she told me, hey, I just started to feel this love for everything and everyone. I was like, yes, you're getting there. And when from being... I have never been like shy, but I haven't been comfortable in all situations with all kind of people. But today I'm comfortable everywhere. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter which room I enter. I'm comfortable everywhere. Of course, like when I do expansion, I go into new rooms, I can feel it, but then I release it. So that's...
And so what has helped you then, Joanna? Because anyone listening, I just want to know what helped you the most to give that big shift about being open, being in expansion, because that is such a... I wish people could see you do it, because anyone listening on the podcast or the radio cannot see the movements that you're doing, but you're going from contraction and around the shoulders into opening with your... You can see in your smile and your whole expression. So what exactly helped you to break open, if we can call it like that?
Yeah, the important things that I keep on telling everyone is to keep on doing your deeper inner work, as both you and me do all the time.
We don't stop.
No, we don't stop. And that's the thing, because it's hard to say, hey, there is this one thing, but one thing is leading to another. But I would definitely say the timeline therapy has helped me a lot. Because there I can go in with this special topic. I have this day with a colleague of mine. We swap in between. So I do the timeline therapy on them and they do it on me.
Oh, yes.
And I had this day with that my topic was trust. Because I kept on telling myself, oh, I trust. But I didn't feel it in my body. And the shift from I have to keep on telling myself, I trust. When you do something and you want a result, and then you have to tell yourself to trust. But when you don't feel it, it's a bit of lying. But when I did this shift in the body from telling myself that I need to trust to actually feel it in my body.
Then you don't have to tell it.
No, exactly. That's when I was like, yeah, of course I trust.
Yeah. I can completely understand what you're saying. So is there something else but the trust? Because I think the trust is a very important component of your whole... It's confidence, trust, self-image, opening your heart, expand the energy, the frequency. There's so much to talk about here. But that's
it is a lot.
There's a lot to talk about. So that's what I wanted to highlight a little bit. What exactly do you want to say here with me today that has done that breaking open that heart of yours?
Also, I use the transformational breathwork. That is a really powerful tool. So a lot of clients of mine start to come to my breathwork classes, either online or I actually do it here in my living room. I have a big living room. So people come here and then they feel the expansion from using the breath, because that also takes you into the unconscious mind. But when you work with breath work, I do combine it with hypnosis. But when you do only the breath work, whatever comes up, you have to handle. But when I work with a hypnosis specific with one client or the timeline therapy with one client, I can go into whatever their thing is.
Individual.
At the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more individual. I understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this now?
The starting point was when the kids were young, 11 years ago. But before that, yeah, that's an important part as well. Because before I started, I've been running my own company for 6 years. But before I started that, I was working as a management consultant with leadership and group development. And I was coaching a lot of leaders. But I didn't do my inner work myself. So I was actually coaching other people, but I wasn't there at all.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, but I also realized how many, of course, there is always layers. And I mean, I coach people and I'm not finished. We're never going to be finished. Yeah. But I had so many things that I needed to work on. And I educate myself to become a coach. But you get so little coaching yourself during the education. And I actually educate coaches today. And the main part is me coaching them. So I do it one-on-one, because that's what I was missing when I did my coaching education, that I didn't get deep with myself.
And but isn't that also a little bit what you talked about when we talked about being a mother? Because you know what I'm saying? The more you do the inner work on yourself, and the more you walk your own talk, the more your kids copy you, they feel you, they sense you. So isn't that a little bit the same?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. It's so amazing to see the kids when they, sometimes I try to tell them things, hey, you can do like this or think like that. Like, mom, stop it. But then the
age that they have, I mean, 14 and 11, that's right in the middle of it, Johanna.
It is. But I find this part, I don't know, easier than when they were younger, actually. It was a lot of pressure being this, mom with young kids and taking care of. I was also doing the whole house and cleaning, washing, cooking, working as the management consultant as I was.
And when you look at your conditioning, because you work a lot with the subconscious mind, is there one limiting belief or one something that you can name that has freed you up? I find that always very interesting. I wrote about it in my first book. I'm writing my second book. I find it so interesting because, as you say, we each have our layers. And it's sometimes very interesting to see what kind of limiting belief that you have freed yourself of that maybe also contributed to breaking up and to being who you are today.
Yeah, so what's my top limiting belief at the moment? It has been a lot around money.
Okay.
But I've done a lot of work with that. So,
Or was there one when you were, because you said yourself, Johanna, so I just want to say that to anyone listening who hears us talk about being a mom and being so overwhelmed and it's all too much. And was there something there at that moment, a limiting belief that you had from it? Was it, I have to be the performer? I have to do everything right? Is that the kind of...
It was definitely that I have to do everything myself because no one else has time and I don't want to disturb anyone.
Yeah.
And also definitely about how the home has to look perfect. And how everything has to be nice and tidy. Yeah.
Joanna, just those two things alone, those two truths that you tell yourself that's a lie anyway, but those can cause so much pressure and stress.
Yes, a lot.
So it's so interesting to just go and see where your beliefs come from, what they are. And if you want to start somewhere, that would be maybe a tip. I know that on your website, people can go to your website.
Definitely, yeah. So if you want to start with something, it's actually keep or start to ask yourself, what is my limiting beliefs, or what do I tell myself, and where does that actually come from? Because those limiting beliefs are planted somewhere along the way before. It's no truth, as you said.
Yeah, and it's mostly in childhood already that it started. Eh? So it's worth, is that where people, because I'm going to send them to your website, is that inner authority test, does that have to do with inner beliefs, or is that something different?
Yeah, it has a part with that.
Okay.
So definitely, so they can find that as well in there.
So it's a sort of test?
Yeah, it's a sort of test, and you can find out where you're, see which part do you need to start to work on in yourself. Because that's sometimes hard when you want to start. That's most like, where should I start? Where is my, I don't know, I want to do my inner work, or I feel the niggling feeling, something is wrong, but I don't know where to start. So that could be a start for sure. Or just writing me a message.
No, but I'll talk about the website certainly a little bit more. But is there any, when you look at your own life, is there any statement, philosophy, quote that you live by that you would like to share with anyone listening today?
Yeah, like most people are not living their potential. They are actually living their conditioning. Because we have, yeah.
And so is that what you have done? Yeah. Are you feeling today that you are living your potential? Because the show is called Joanna From Stress to Authentic Success. So yes. As an expert, I am now more into the authentic success part of the interview, asking you, do you feel you are living your authentic success? Are you living your potential?
I live in my potential, but I know there is more.
Oh, and what is authentic success to you? What would your authentic success mean?
Authentic success is me not doing what I do to perform.
Yes, I agree. Out of your authentic, vulnerable side, out of your
yes,
heart.
Definitely.
Out
yes.
Of soul.
And I definitely feel that I'm here for a bigger purpose. And I really feel, because sometimes people say, hey, I don't know what my purpose in life is. And I really feel like I do what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. I really feel like I'm living my purpose.
Welcome to the club. There's such a beautiful...
And I love it.
Yeah. There's such a beautiful
I love it so
quote
much.
That says there's two important days in your life, the one that you are born and the one that you know why. And
yeah.
That's really what you talk about. So you
yeah.
know why.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And because you were born authentic and everything else was learned. So the journey home is not about becoming someone new. Mm-hmm. It's about remembering who you've always been.
Yeah, I agree. So that's so beautiful. So is that also what you live by? To be exactly who you are?
Yes. And I do my... Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that, you know, the way in your... You have a certain radiance that can see your inner beauty and your inner smile and your, yeah. So that is so beautiful. Is there any, I don't know, apart from that, any word that you want to end with that you think I'm just going to say that, or an advice or a little step that you can just tell people, something that can help them to go from stress to authentic success?
Is it definitely... to start to be aware, like living a conscious life, to be aware of not living your conditions, start to be aware of, why do I make those choices? Why did I end up here? How can I make a conscious choice forward in my life? Because I also sometimes, when you think like, out of this human body and this human experience, this is all a theater. And I want to be the actor. I want to be the one like, Oh, I lost the name of it in English. The one writing the story. I want to be the actor.
Director.
And I want to be the director. That's the one. I want to be the director. I want to be all of it. I don't want to live someone else's life. I don't want to live my conditions. I want to live the life that I create. And that's what I want for other people too as well. Don't live the life that you think someone else will like, or you do something because someone else wants you to do it. You should live your life your way.
And you know what is beautiful is that most people only start to realize that, Joanna, when there is a crisis, or when they are very ill, or they lose somebody they love. And it's not necessary. You can start doing this here and now with us today. You don't need that drama or that crisis to ignite this. And so thank you for being you, and thank you for being on the show. We will have a little break, and then I will come back to the audience just now. Thank you so much, Joanna.
Thank you so much, DL. Danielle.
Don't worry about it. Thank you so much to you. It was a pleasure having you. And your vulnerable story is, I am sure that a lot of people out there are recognizing this as a mother or a father or a... Even what you said about your corporate life, your career, it's all pressure. And so the performing you has, yeah, I think you've put, I would say to anyone, I can see it. I think you've put off your mask. Would that be a good...
That would definitely be a good, I felt, and also with leaders that I've been coaching, and I definitely felt like I had to mask myself, like I was pretending.
Yes.
I was putting on the smile so many times when I went.
We're going to end with that. I'm going to encourage you, and we are going to encourage every single one listening to take off their masks here with us today. I'll come back to you just now.
Radio. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Helden, everyone, what a beautiful, honest, and vulnerable conversation this was. I think, and I have a feeling that many of you listening, whether you are a mother, a father, simply someone who ever felt completely overwhelmed by circumstances, by life, I know that you probably recognize yourself somewhere in this story. And I want to take you back to her journey just for a moment, because it is such a powerful map of how transformation actually happens. When you hear that it started 11 years ago with their two young children screaming, crying, some of us really recognize that. She was a woman who was performing on the outside and falling apart on the inside. That is actually my kind of avatar completely. That's the kind of people that I help every day. She was being the good girl. I recognize that myself, the one who always had to do it all herself, the one whose home had to look perfect. And from there came the yoga, the Reiki, all these things. And what she is explaining actually is that there came the moment that changed everything for her. Being away for 3 weeks from her children on a retreat, realizing she actually did not miss them, for any mother, that is quite confronting. And it's not because she didn't love them. It's because there were so many layers covering that she could not even feel the love anymore that was there. That particular moment, and maybe you can think now of your particular moment. Maybe you have one of these moments yourself that led her into the deepest level of her practice. When you see the toolbox she's got, you know, she really, really has a lot of inner layers to release. That body of work and the message she is now carrying out into the world. And she said a sentence that I want to repeat here. Most people are not living their potential. They are living their conditioning. Now, sit with that for a moment, because it's so simple, but at the same time, so devastating. How much of what you call your personality, your shoulds, your limits is actually just conditioning that you probably absorbed somewhere early in life and you never even questioned it? And so she says, you were born authentic and everything else was learned. So the journey home is not about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you have always been. And I appreciate that, but I want to add my own lens, my own perception on that, because I feel it slightly different myself. After being 65 years on this planet and almost guiding people for, you know, 40 years, it is not so much about going back or remembering, although I understand completely what she says. It's not about going back to that version of who we once were. To me, life is not static, neither are we. And I see it more into a deepening of who you are, continuing to grow, to evolve, to become more fully yourself with every layer that you release. You and I, we both know nature never goes backwards. It only moves forward into the next season. And I believe that we are actually exactly the same. So removing the conditioning does not return you to a previous self. It frees you to become again and again, to keep on becoming. So these are two beautiful and slightly different ways of looking at it. But whatever way you look at it, the invitation to you is the same. Let go of what was never truly yours. And in today's conversation, if that has touched something in you, if you even felt a quiet recognition that some of your own conditioning has been running the show for far too long, I truly encourage you to go and visit Joanna's website, joannahelden.com. She has even created an inner authority test that helps you see exactly which part of yourself is ready, you know, to evolve, to grow. It is a beautiful first step if you do not know where to begin. And before I let you go, of course, I want to share something with you as well. As I said in the intro, as many of you know by now, I am writing my second book. And all the conditioning, the layers that we all carry from childhood and even from generations before us, is woven through so much of what I'm writing about these four true wealth accounts, and so much of what I see every single day in the people I guide, and also in my own life, in my family's life. It's so beautiful if you can get what I said in the intro, your message out, what you have lived, the lived experience, the lived wisdom. That's how I see it. And if today's conversation stirred anything in you, if you recognize your own backpack, your own conditioning, maybe even your own mask that you have been wearing far too long for now, I would love to support you in that journey. And maybe a first step, as I say, is to go and visit my website as well, danielsachs.com, and see how the True Wealth Accounts quiz can help you. It is such a beautiful exercise. Just go in there. It only takes 4 minutes. You get a score. You get to see exactly where you are depleting yourself, what is costing you in your life. So thank you so much for being you, for being here with me on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio and podcasts. And of course, take good care of yourself. Take off your mask. Be authentic. Be you. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsachs.com.